It's Faith in Action. Time to check in with the Catholic Youth Organization.
Well, another cross-country season is in the books for the Portland area Catholic Youth Organization, Camp Howard. And joining Mater Dei Radio this morning to give us a wrap-up on the season is CYO's Project Director and Assistant Director of Cross-Country and Track and Field, Connor Garcia. Hey, Connor, great to talk with you again. How you doing this morning?
I am doing great, David.
You ready to strap on the shoes and get out there and run in that rain and 40 degrees this morning?
Yes, that would definitely keep me warm. But yeah, it's been a little bit more rainy than our cross country season lately.
Yeah, well, I was thinking about that, and again, just wrapping up the cross country season, and judging by what September and early October was like, I got to believe there were probably some pretty warm meets over the season.
Yes, we had, I would say, really blessed weather over our whole season, especially at, I guess, just topped off at our championship at Camp Howard on October 8th. It was absolutely perfect. It was, I think, maybe mid-70s, low 80s, and sunny, and I'm already missing those days.
Yeah, no doubt. It, when it goes away, it's like, I'd kind of like to have it back. That's for sure. So, you know, thinking about the championship meet and the different age groups, what are the distances the kids are running in the cross-country meets?
Yeah, so at the championship, we have a 1,500-meter race, which is just under a mile, and then a 3,000-meter race, which is just under 2 miles. But during the season, we actually offer some shorter distances to kind of get kids acclimated with cross country, help newer kids kind of get in running shape. So during the season, we actually have some shorter races like the 800, the 1,000, and the 1,200. So they can kind of do those to warm up.
Yeah.
Big meet by the end of the season.
No, that's great. And so what are the age categories that they're running in?
Yeah, so we have offerings for 3rd through 8th graders.
Right.
And so, you know, you've got a bunch of those newer 3rd graders, even like some new, I think we saw some new 7th graders out there this year, which was great.
Nice.
And it was just really amazing to kind of see those kids improve week over week, because I remember I saw some of them in the 800 in the first couple weeks, and then by the end of the season, they're running a whole 1,500 up at camp. And let me tell you, camp is a true cross-country course. There's hills, you got gravel, dirt, all that.
Yeah, that is true cross-country. That's great. But I've always thought about this about cross-country. If you don't have a child that has yet to be involved in athletics, cross-country, and team athletics too, cross-country is such a great way to get started, because literally you need some shoes and you're ready to go.
Yes, cross country is great in that it really builds like a base and a foundation of like fitness for other sports, and it's a good way really to get introduced to the team environment. Like everyone on every team is cheering for everyone, which I think just really embodies the philosophy of CYO sports, in that we just have all these people coming together and rooting for each other to beat their best times on the season and everything. So I think it's just a really positive atmosphere.
Yeah, and it's a great introduction too, because CYO has such a wonderful track and field program in the spring that it's really a nice way to build to start out if you want to go into track and field.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like we said, it's a great way to build up your fitness base, but also it's a great way to meet new friends at the beginning of the school year. And then you'll have potential teammates down the road for track and field and cross country for the next years to come. So it's a great way to not only help your fitness, but also kind of introduce you to friends and just, I think, build that positive a sports environment for the kids.
Yeah, so true. Again, speaking with Connor Garcia, CYO, cross country program director, and just really, again, enjoy the sport. Love seeing it. Hey, let's talk about some of the winners too, because I know you sent me some of the winners from the championship races. Yeah, go over some of those.
Yeah, so we have 4 categories. We've got the boys 1,500-meter winners, and there, our top three teams were St. Pius, Our Lady of the Lake, and All Saints. We had a 1,500-meter girls category, and our first-place team was Our Lady of Lourdes out in Vancouver, St. Pius, and St. John the Baptist. For our 3,000-meter boys, we had All Saints first place, Holy Trinity second, and St. John the Baptist third. And then for our girls' 3,000-meter race, we had All Saints first, St. John the Baptist second, and FMES, which is Franciscan Montessori Earth School, in third.
Wow, that's awesome. Yeah, great. Congratulations to all the winners and to everybody who competed. How many participants did you have this year in the cross-country program?
Yeah, we had just under 300 total in the whole program this year. And at the championship meet, I think we saw about 230 people come out, which
wow.
was just incredible to see. And one of the best parts about Camp Howard is Karen, who kind of runs the camp up there. She obviously made Camp Howard look beautiful. It is beautiful up there, but, you know, she maintains it so well. And then also just getting all those cars parked up there throughout the
yeah.
camp. She does a great job at that.
Yeah, that's great. I was just looking at the website, too, and I think you have some photos of the meet up there, too. So folks, if they've never been up to Camp Howard or want to have kids participate, they can get a great look and see what it was like up there. Hey, before we run out of time, championship gear is available if folks want to get some.
Yeah, so you can still purchase CYO Cross Country Championship gear, but we will also be having championship gear for our other sports, volleyball, basketball, and track and field. Volleyball is up now, and swimming. And swimming will be up, I believe, later or next week. And basically, you can go to cyocamphoward.org, and we have a store. You'll see it right there on the homepage. And you can purchase championship gear, pre-order it, and you can have it shipped to your house, or you can come pick it up on the championship day.
Oh, nice. Well, hey, that's a great way to support CYO Camp Howard. So consider that. I always see kids going around with their CYO gear on. It's always great to see.
Yes, it's wonderful to see all of that amazing design that Sister Krista has designed herself.
Yep.
And yeah, it's just incredible to see it out there.
He is Connor Garcia, Project Director and Assistant Director of Cross Country Track and Field with the Catholic Youth Organization and Camp Howard. Connor, always great to talk with you. We'll catch up with you soon.
Thank you, David.
All right. God bless.
God bless.